Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Last week, an interesting poll was conducted in Israel, and the outcome was short of revolutionary. Let me read to you what was done according to an article by World Net Daily dated August 1. Nearly two-thirds of Israelis say the time is right to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. Even half of non-religious Jews favor rebuilding the Holy Temple, an idea politically unthinkable in Israel just 10 or 20 years ago. This tells us something very interesting, and that is that prophecy is marching on, as I will show you in a moment. First of all, let's continue with the article. It says, the poll was released on the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, the fasting day of Tisha B'Av, or the ninth day of the Hebrew months of Av. It commemorates a series of tragedies that befell the Jewish people all on the same day. Most significantly, the destruction of the first and second temples in Jerusalem, which occurred about 656 years apart on the same day. But as we will see, other events took place on the same day, showing very clearly that this was not just coincidental, but that a higher power obviously was behind it. This article goes on to say, aside from the destruction of the Jewish temples, a remarkably large number of massive calamities befell the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av. Jewish rebellion leader Bar Kokhba's famous revolt against Rome failed in AD 136. Following the Roman siege of Jerusalem, the razing of Jerusalem occurred the next year, as this article points out, all on the same day. The first crusade pogrom against Jews in Palestine began on that date, in AD 1096. The Jews were expelled from Britain on Tisha B'Av in 1290, and were expelled from Spain that same day, in 1492. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising was crushed by the Nazis on that day, in May 1943, resulting in the slaughter of about 50,000 Jews. Nationalists in Israel also mourn the removal of Jews from the Gaza Strip in 2005, which began the day after Tisha B'Av. And then the article goes on to say that at this point, neither Jews nor Christians are really allowed to go on the Temple Mount except for very short durations, but they are not allowed to bring any holy objects to the temple to pray there, to Temple Mount, I should say, to pray there and so on. So it's quite remarkable that now most Jews feel that the third temple should be built. It is remarkable in light of biblical prophecies. You see, the Bible clearly prophesies that prior to the return of Jesus Christ, the Jews will begin to bring sacrifices. Now, it is true, according to biblical records, that you don't have to have a temple to bring sacrifices. At the time of Ezra, sacrifices were brought before actually the temple was built. But they were brought in light of the desire to build a temple, and the construction had already gone underway. So it is highly remarkable that we can perhaps think about the possibility that a third temple will be built. You can only imagine what that would do, though. There are institutions there in Jerusalem which are already preparing the building of the temple. Blueprints have been prepared. All the furnishings which should be included in the temple have been prepared, have been built. When it comes to the golden lampstands, even the Ark of the Covenant, even the golden remnants for the high priest, all of this has been already prepared. Now, the book of Daniel tells us that once those sacrifices begin, they will be taken away by a foreign power. And at the same time, the abomination of desolation will be placed. And 1,290 days will pass after that. Now, Jesus Christ refers to this event in the Olivet Prophecies. And he says that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies and the abomination of desolation, which Daniel talks about, standing in the holy place where it ought not, then you know that the devastation, the destruction of Jerusalem has come near. Now, he was talking about end time events because the disciples had asked him what the time of the end would be. On the other hand, we find that a forerunner of those events have already taken place in times past. For instance, Antiochus Epiphanes invaded Jerusalem, and he did away with the daily sacrifices. He also placed a statue of a foreign god, the god Jupiter or Zeus, into the temple. At that time, the temple was still standing. He even sacrificed swine's blood on the altar. All of this Jesus Christ is referring to as the abomination of desolation. So we find that in all likelihood, a temple will be built just prior to Christ's return. Sacrifices will begin to be given again in Jerusalem. And then a foreign power will step in and will do away with the sacrifices. We read even in the second letter to the Thessalonians that a false prophet, a man who is being brought on the world scene by Satan the devil, is going to sit in the temple of God, proclaiming to be God. Putting all of this together and seeing now the desire of the Jewish people to build a third temple, we can see, can we not, that prophecy is marching forward in unparalleled speed. Now, what about the sacrificial system? What about the temple? What about the tabernacle in the wilderness, which was a forerunner to the temple? What about all of these things? Do they have any meaning for Christians today? There are pages upon pages and chapters upon chapters in the Old Testament explaining in very great detail all the different procedures which had to take place, for instance, on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and also all the different furnishings which had to be placed in the temple, in the tabernacle. Does all of that have any meaning for us today? The Bible says nothing is written in the Old Testament which isn't for our admonition and learning. Yes, in fact, the tremendous answer to these questions is of uttermost importance for you. We have prepared a booklet. It is called The Sacrificial System and the Tabernacle in the Wilderness. It's free for the asking. This booklet explains the symbolic meaning of all these different institutions in the Old Testament insofar as Jesus Christ is concerned, insofar as you as a Christian is concerned. It explains why these things were written and what they mean for us today. It also goes into prophecy. It also shows you what is going to happen within the next few years. Now, we have the text posted on our web, but this booklet has also charts and other pictures which are not on the web. So if you want to have all of this, please ask for a free copy of this booklet. I guarantee, unless you have done tremendous research on this topic before on your own, you have never read anything like it. You just need this booklet. It will increase your learning. It will motivate you so much more to actually study those scriptures regarding the tabernacle, regarding the sacrificial system, regarding the things which are going to happen, because it will have so much more meaning for you once you have read and studied these booklets. We will keep you informed about what is going to happen in the near future in the Middle East as things progress. And in the meantime, I remain your Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.